All this week, we've heard from Pierce Allman, a Dallas broadcaster who witnessed and reported on the JFK assassination. The entire interview can be heard on the scenic route at AmericanCountryside.com. Our final feature with Pierce is perhaps most interesting. When he went to file his news story, he got help from an unexpected source. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Can you tell if this burger contains bacteria that could cause kidney failure? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. There's only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. Use a food thermometer. It's not an extra step or a nice to have. Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. One in six Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Pierce Allman, radio broadcaster and manager at WFFA in Dallas, was standing just a few yards from President Kennedy when he was shot on November 22, 1963. He checked to make sure a family near him was safe, then decided to call the station to break the news to the world.
I turned around and ran back and went up the steps of the depository building and asked a guy standing in the doorway where the phone was. And he jerked his thumb and he said, "In there." And I said, "Thank you." He went on in.
He found the payphone and was on the air for over an hour, providing an account of what had occurred. 2 weeks later, Allman received a call from the Secret Service asking to interview him and provide his eyewitness account.
They asked me to describe where I was standing and the time interval of the shots. And then what I did right afterward, I ran across, okay, and we went through this three, four, five times.
The agents had one more unexpected question for Allman.
They said, "Well, are you familiar with the testimony of Lee Oswald after his arrest?" And I said, "No." They said, "Well, he states that as he was leaving the depository building, a young man with a crew cut rushed up and identified himself as a newsman and asked where the phone was." He said, "That's obviously you."
It was a meeting that Allman never realized had happened. He had asked Oswald for directions as he went to file the story about the crime Oswald had just committed.
According to Gary Mack at the sixth floor, he thinks it's the only time in history that someone witnessed an assassination and then spoke to the assassin afterwards.
Remember, you can hear our complete interview with Pierce Allman on the scenic route at AmericanCountryside.com. Plus, you can read our article about sites related to JFK in the area. Traveling the countryside in Dallas, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.